AM 1230 WSBB, good song. That's our weekend guy, John Pizzarelli, on AM 1230 WSBB. Lady is a Tramp. About 14 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Jeff Berner is with us, professional physical therapy, right here in our great little beach town. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing terrific.
Now, first of all, before we talk about the topic we want to talk about today, you're building a new building, and this building is going to be much more than brick and mortar. It's going to give you so much of an opportunity to do more for your patients, right?
We'll be able to provide better services, better access. We have a larger treatment facility, so we'll be able to add additional treadmills and so on, which will increase people's ability to not have to wait in line at all for the treadmill, as well as larger treatment rooms and more treatment rooms so that we can give more access to people. Plus, we're going to be able to add additional tables that can go up and down so that people can get on the table easier if they have a hard time climbing up onto the table off of a step stool. So it's better access all the way around.
Well, you know, it's really nice because more and more people today are doing and talking about physical therapy and staying more in shape and keeping those bones kind of active in us, right?
And with it being Osteoporosis Awareness Month, the National Osteoporosis Foundation has named May Osteoporosis Awareness Month. So that was our topic that I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, let's talk about it. Osteoporosis, how does it affect?
It affects about 50 million people, believe it or not. You're looking at an additional 34 million that are at risk that don't even know that they're at risk for osteoporosis. People used to think of this as the old person's disease, they're going to break bones after age 90 or something. It actually affects more people at age 50 than anybody ever realized.
Well, does it affect more people today? And this is just me thinking, and I'm not sure if it's even in the ballpark, but it seems like just before today, people as they got older did less activities.
Well, that's part of it, but the other factor is that a lot of the testing that they're doing is more sensitive. So therefore, they can diagnose somebody with osteopenia that would have basically slipped into osteoporosis, which, again, I want to clarify, osteopenia is the precursor, the beginning level of bone density that is identified that leads to the porotic or porous bone, weakening of the bone that happens that causes fractures.
Okay, it sounds like this is something that just slips up on people and all of a sudden it's there, right?
Well, that's just it. Nobody can feel it. You really don't feel osteoporosis. You don't feel your bones getting weaker until they fracture. But anybody who has been on steroids for an extended period of time, especially prednisone, that will lead to osteoporosis because it causes the body to steal the calcium out of the bone. But it can be a very serious problem. If people are severely osteoporosis, they can actually break ribs and spinal components with a sneeze.
Ouch.
So it's very difficult to diagnose if somebody doesn't have any of the warning signs of pain in the joints and so on.
What can we do to either be aware or be educated more?
Well, the risk factors are definitely if somebody has a family history of osteoporosis, if they are on prednisone or some other component of steroid that is taken over a long period of time, it is treatable. In that medication can help increase the calcium deposit in the bone as well as the actual framework that's inside the bone. The other thing that we found is weight-bearing exercise. So doing things like dancing, tennis, stair climbing, walking, low-impact type things that are going to put some pressure on the bone without taking the risk of fracturing the bone.
Okay, now if somebody has any questions about osteoporosis, how can they reach you, buddy?
They can call us at 423-0100. They can also contact us through the website. We have an email connection through the website with a contact us button at proptfl.com. And then the other thing I wanted to recommend is to go directly to the National Osteoporosis Foundation website at www.nof.org.
Okay, Jeff, always a pleasure to talk to you. People call up, they still get a 15-minute consultation, right?
Always for you.
Absolutely free, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, keep that building moving.
Very good.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Jeff Berner, he's president of professional physical therapy right here in Edgewater on AM 1230.
Mom has always been the one to make her own decisions, but we worry about her since Dad passed away and she is in her own home. Well, we decided to take action.